work at the Krusty Krab?
I don't just work there. I'm Vice Assistant General Manager in charge of certain things.
You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Kara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is Christina Capozzi, who is a great chef, as well as catering by Christina Capozzi, is calling from the Atlanta, Georgia area. And Christina, we want to talk all about, you know, what you do, your catering, you know, all that you prepare, as well as, like, we still have the theme, you know, cooking and comedy. And you have a very interesting situation, Christina, as that you were originally from New York and now you're living in Atlanta. So tell us about that experience.
Well, that was definitely an eye-opener for me. I feel like I live on a different planet, to be honest. The people here are very nice. Most people can't understand me. They say my accent is so thick. They ask me all the time, are you from Brooklyn? A lot of people say to me all the time, you're not from around here. And I say, yes, I am from the South. And they look at me like I'm crazy. And I say to them, they say, what part of the South are you raised in? I say, the South Bronx. So it brings a little bit of humor to the situation when we have the language barrier. It's been very different living here. My catering business is doing phenomenal. We have a language barrier with some of the food we make. Their expectations of what we make. We have Italian restaurants here also in Atlanta, and we make a lot of pizza. And from New York, we call pizza a pie. So we put up a sign, you know, we have pies. And people started coming in asking us for apple, blueberry, cherry. So that's definitely something that's been a bit of a challenge.
Okay. So, yeah, Christina, you have catering by Christina. Now, is this something that you started in Atlanta or you had in New York, your catering company?
Well, actually, I was on the road. I traveled all over the country as a director of catering and project manager for high-profile sporting events. And I got to tell you a funny story about the Kentucky Derby one time. Actually, I worked it for 5 years. And, you know, we get there in the morning and everybody comes into my village dressed beautiful with their beautiful hats and gorgeous suits and clothes. And by the end of the day, after probably 35 or 40 mint juleps, the hats are cockeyed, people are staggering out, the shoes are off, stockings are off. And, they should really do like a before and after of that one. So I traveled around the country and did that. And then when I came to Atlanta, my brothers have three restaurants in a New York deli. So they asked me to come down and start catering because the business had already been established for 14 years.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so you're now doing a lot of events in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And there's a lot of good business, a lot of good opportunity then for catering down there.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot of big companies down here. I think that everything will change so much for Atlanta when the Olympics were here in 96. That kind of put them on the map. And it just seems like, I mean, when I tell people that we have 7 lanes going in one direction on a highway, so across the whole highway is 14 lanes, and it's bumper to bumper traffic. People can't believe it. And they say that we can't drive in New York. Well, let me tell you something. They can't drive down here either.
Oh, okay. And yeah, so you have a lot of different events that you've catered, and as we see here, it's all over the country then as well as Atlanta then.
Yes, like I said, I did the Derby. I did the a lot of work with NASCAR. I did all the ISC Bill France owned tracks, which was like the Northeast, mostly in Southeast, some in the Midwest. I did the Masters, the Byron Nelson Classic. I've done Super Bowl, the World Series, all the big ones, you know, so independently contracted by the individual companies.
Oh, okay. And now the question we have to ask, Christine, especially with NASCAR, I mean, what can you tell us a little bit about what the menu includes? I mean, we might think it's fried chicken or beer or pizza, but I mean, what does a menu for like NASCAR include?
Well, it depends on what, you know, who the driver is. The suite that I used to always be responsible for was the DuPont, which is Jeff Gordon at the time, and barbecue. That's what they ate, barbecue.
Oh.
You know, the NASCAR suite would always get some more high-end stuff, like maybe, you know, like steak or... But, I mean, most of it was barbecue. Almost everything at the track's a barbecue. Barbecue chicken, barbecue pork, pulled pork, lemon pepper chicken. Just really not what you would think.
Okay. So, yeah, a lot of barbecue then. So you find yourself doing, like, a lot of those, like, almost like cookouts and a barbecue parties then?
What do you mean, for NASCAR when I did that, or you mean here in Atlanta?
Well, actually, both. I mean, just in general, do you find yourself doing like what you did in NASCAR? Is that more exclusive to, like, NASCAR, the barbecues?
Well, you know, now, because most of my client base are Northerners, believe it or not. And I am doing a wedding next weekend, and it is, I call it a redneck wedding. The bride's going to wear sneakers with her bridal dress, and I've never done anything like this before. This is a first for me. They're having it outside in a field. There's a barn. And when I went out to look at the venue, I said to the bride, well, where is people going to be able to use the restrooms? Because there's 100 and something people coming and one bathroom. She said, well, they're putting bales of hay up around the field for the guys. Okay. But like I said, that's a first for me. And we're doing fried chicken and baked beans and corn on the cob and macaroni and cheese and a keg.
Oh, that's great. So you do a lot of desserts too, Christina, then for all these events?
Well, I don't do wedding cakes. I have a pastry chef that does that. But yeah, we do everything. We do the whole ball of wax from appetizers to the main course to dessert to a cocktail party if that's what you want to have. A lot of most of the food comes out of the restaurants. And if we had anything over and above that, we bring in some chefs that I've worked with on the road that come in and help us with ice carvings or anything that's going to be spectacular. Like I did a party about a month ago for the NFL alumni, and that was a black tie gala, and that was fun. That was really fun. I got to meet the coach from the Jets when they won the Super Bowl in 1969.
Oh, great! So you do a lot of like sporting events then, as far as catering.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be the way it goes. I do a lot of individual and private functions, a lot of companies, but it just seems to be like the sports arena seems to be calling my name all the time. And we have a good time. We have a great time on the road. But I have to tell you a couple of stories getting back to us opening the restaurants here. When my brother first opened the restaurant here, we all came down to help. And I told you the story about the pizza. Well, we have a thing on the menu, and it's called a garlic knot. And it's a piece of dough that's tied up into, like, a knot, and we toss it in a garlic sauce. And we spell it K-N-O-T-Z, garlic knots. So we had some customers come in and ask me, and I tell the story all the time because it's so funny. They asked me if they could, what is a garlic knot? And the other thing that we used to make was an Italian dish. It's called a zeppoli, kind of like a beignet. It's a fried dough that's sprinkled with powdered sugar. And people would come in and ask me, what is a Zeppoli? So it's just pretty humorous, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So a lot of the different experiences. And now one event, it says here, Christina, that you provided catering for was the Belmont Steaks. Was that right?
Yep, I did the Belmont Steaks up in New York. That was the year that I did that was the year that they thought they were going to have a Triple Crown. When Funny Side was the horse that at the time was running. And the area that I was responsible for was the media. And I was responsible for taking care of that whole venue. We did it, we knocked it out. You know, we did a whole theme of New York, obviously, because we were there. And we did different stations around the room geared towards the different areas in New York. South Street Station, we did Little Italy, we did Chinatown, we did Madison Square Garden, we did the Times Square, and we had different foods for all those different areas. And we brought in the Rockettes, well, not the Rockettes, but the Rockettes, and yeah, it was great. It was a great event.
Oh, fantastic!
So most of the time, you know, I got to tell you that people think that, you know, I mean, we go and we work 18-hour days because these events, we have to usually get in. Like for an example, the day of the Daytona 500, we used to have to get in at 3 o'clock in the morning of the race because of traffic, and people don't realize that, you know, what we have to, what we have to go through on the other side to make these events happen, you know? So being there at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then usually we have to wait 3 hours after the race or whatever the event is over so we can even leave to go home because of the traffic.
Oh, yeah. So there is a lot of preparation. You're right, Christine. A lot of people don't realize that there is a lot of preparation. It's not a situation where you necessarily then just drop the food and go. There's a lot more to it then.
Yes, there are. Oh, there's a lot. A lot of times, you know, when we traveled with NASCAR, we would, everything would be built, like we would go with all the trucks and build the kitchens there on the track property. So, because, you know, they only use them like twice a year. For NASCAR, some tracks. And so it's a whole operation of setting up the kitchens, setting up the equipment, getting in the staffing, you know, getting the food brought in and then getting it prepared and storing it on refrigerated trucks and then, you know, waiting for the day of the event to happen. And then if there's a rain delay or there's an incident where the race doesn't start on time or it's delayed, then people usually want more food and we're scrambling around trying to find the food because it's not on the contracts, you know, so it's... It's pretty interesting. We also had an incident in Michigan one time with the Board of Health. One of our refrigerated trucks had gone down, and the Board of Health came in, and because it wasn't at temperature, they just took everything off the truck and discarded it, which is thousands and thousands of dollars of food. And on there was lobsters for the NASCAR suite, and probably about, I want to say, maybe 60 pounds, maybe more. And they made us pour bleach over them in a bucket. So, you know, we don't, and every state and every county has different rules and regulations, which is ridiculous. You figure the Board of Health is the Board of Health, but every county's a little bit different, which doesn't really make any sense when you really look at the whole picture.
Okay, Christina, you know what? That sounds great. We're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Christina Capozzi with Catering by Christina Capozzi in the Atlanta, Georgia area, telling us about what she does. And again, kind of a theme of cooking and comedy and all different experiences. She moved from New York to Atlanta, and it's a great success story. And there's always going to be a little humor and a little excitement when you make a move like that. And we wish Christina the best. You are listening to the Mike Care radio program, Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.